Hey guys, welcome to Never Offside with Julie and Kat. Today is a one-of-a-kind episode. We finally got both of our husbands on.
We did it. It wasn't too hard for Tyler, but Jeff, it's been pretty hard to get him to come on, but we finally figured out a technique or a formula to get him on, and it's wine. And it is a blind tasting, and that piqued his interest.
I feel like it also is like the perfect time of off season to have both of them on. You're not off season, still going on, but like their off season.
Yep.
You know, before they get like too serious again and whatnot.
Totally. Like the fact that we are gonna get Jeff to like have some wine during the week is only can happen right now, kind of in while playoffs are still going. But yeah, otherwise, like deep into like July, there's no chance you're getting, you know, anything. Like we're not even staying up late during the week because of their training.
Yeah, this was like the perfect pocket, and we got him.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a fun episode. We got so many fun fan questions kind of all over the place. And we kind of like tweaked some of them. So it was a bit of like, how well do we know them? How well do they know us? Sort of thing. From everything from hockey, Jeff obviously talks about the wine and, you know, his love and kind of passion for that. And all the things, you know, from their memories in Montreal and, you know, a funny prank too, that happens, with them both together.
Just trying to get their personalities just, you know, out together. They're fun
I
guys.
Know. Kat was like, you know, Kat's MVP of today because she was like full on prep mode all weekend. I was, you know, in the yard playing baseball like 23 hours a day over the holiday weekend with the boys. But, you know, she's like trying to, you know, dial it in so it's not too chaotic and try to get Jeff's personality specifically to come out a bit. And that's where I'm just like 5 minutes leading up to this, I'm like, surely he'll be fine. Sure. Like, I'm like, is he going to talk? But
he's going to be great. He's going to be fabulous.
He's always a gamer. And that's what I have to remind myself. And, you know, as quiet as he is, he does have, he's got the best personality and he's just the sweetest. And to get to hear his perspective on things, I think will be fun for people. Yep. So the wine is poured, everything's ready to go, and that will be up next here on Never Offside After Dark, a special episode.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League, and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear, with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
All right, welcome back to Never Offside, a special edition here with our hubbies.
I never thought it would happen, Jeff.
She pushed it for a little bit, and she's like, I need you.
I need support. And
I support from far.
Anyways, Tyler's given his support. Tyler, thank you again for coming on with us. Jeff, appreciate you. We knew we had to do something a little bit different to get Jeff in here and get him comfortable. So what better than a little Petri wine night?
Jeff, this is your first and probably only podcast, correct?
This might be, yeah. You know, maybe it goes well and I just jump on them all.
Find a new career. All right, so we all know internally that Jeff loves his wine, so we decided to do a fun blind taste test of four different, very different bottles of wine. And Jeff, we really want to know what you think of each one, but here's
how Tyler, we want to know what you think too. Don't worry.
I mean, I'll do my best. I'm more of a beer guy, so it might be a little difficult for me.
So here are the rules, guys. So basically, we have wines one through four. They're all different prices. They're all different kinds. As soon as you drink each one, say what you think about it, but then write down your favorites one through four, and we'll reveal at the end of the podcast what you liked and what you didn't. So,
yes, this would be a fun idea for Jeff. But the stress of A, me having to go find these wines, and B, then opening them was beyond. I wish I was being filmed, because you guys, he would have been mortified. Everybody, I don't do the wine thing. He is our wine guy. He's known for hosting his Petri wine nights. I mean, we host them. And so this is very much out of my comfort zone. I don't know. They're from all over, right, Kat?
They're from all over. I actually want to know where you think they're from, to be honest.
I've seen videos of her trying to open a bottle. It is common.
Ty's already doing a wine faux pas, Jeff.
Holding the goblet part's not allowed.
Holding the goblet.
Well, I mean, the thing is bigger than my head. So
it's a little... Oh, you got those Crate and Barrel ones.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So I'm doing a sip?
Yeah, and then tell us what you think. Oh, is Jeff smelling it first?
Yeah, he's smelling it. He's looking at the color.
It smelled good, but I don't know if I love the taste of it.
Okay, what are we tasting, Jeff? If you're listening and not watching, this is some thought right here.
Yeah, I would go similar thoughts to...
Not your fave?
Tyler, not my fave.
Okay.
Lighter.
Any hints of...
But it smells pretty good.
Amber? What are you smelling,
See,
tasting?
That's not my... I know what I like and I know what I don't like. I'm not the sommelier where I'm going to tell you it's black currant and fruit forward, but...
I mean...
And compare it to, like, what you ate earlier in the day, you'd, like, taste this and that, like, whenever you go to one of the wine tastings.
If I had well to with. Say, I'm going to say that that is not...
The aftertaste kind of sucks.
I'm going to say that that is not a California cab.
Okay. That's great to know at the very end. Wine number two, Jeff, as you're, you know, diagnosing it, can you tell us, like, how you got into wine? Was it teammates? Like,
it was teammates. When I first came into the league in Edmonton, I was going to dinners with guys on the team, and, you know, they would open up a bottle of wine, and I wouldn't have any. And then, you know, there's nights that I got stuck with the bill, so I'm like, why am I not enjoying what they're enjoying if I'm going to pay for it? So I kind of had a little bit here, a little bit there, and then our first...
Started asking questions.
Yeah, and then our first Olympic break, we went to Napa for 3 days.
That was back in 2012, to give everybody some time reference here. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, so we did that. My section of the trip was Napa, and then we drove down Highway 1 to Southern California. But from that day on, I fell in love with Napa. It's my happy place. 4 times now, and just the wine, the food, the overall just
storytelling.
Being there is incredible. And I've got to know a lot of winemakers, owners of wineries, and just the stories that they tell when you're sitting down tasting their wines gives you a much greater appreciation for what comes out of the bottle.
Well, I asked Julie what some of your favorite wines were, and I was like, do I have to drive to Napa to, like, go to some private cellar to get one of these?
I mean, I can't even imagine how many wine clubs you're in. Like, you probably, like, every 3 months or whatever, you get, like, the shipment to the door.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh,
spring are...
Living here in Michigan, Tyler, they only ship your wine in October. So October is our heavy shipment month, and it is absurd. His wine collection allows me to not feel bad about any purchases. Let's just say that. Wine club membership is... Oh, he's taking notes.
I love that.
He's writing notes. Oh, he says number two, cheap.
Oh, 100%. I think for us, whenever we would go up to Napa, it's always funny. Like, we would go in and be like, we're not going to join the wine club. Like, we have to stay strong.
Yeah, stay strong.
And then there's, like, one of the four or five that you taste, and it's like, and then obviously you have your buzz, and it's like, you come back, and like you were saying, like, you have the shipment, or like, you have the email, and it's like, I did it again. Like, I couldn't stay strong.
And you're like, this tasted a lot better there.
It tastes the whole experience of being there and everything. I've opened bottles that I've, not that I've been to clubs, but I bought bottles when I went, and then I come home and I open them, and I'm like,
what was I thinking?
I don't really like this anymore.
The Sharkies are big on Napa, so that's something fun that we have in our backyard, kind of. So
yeah, that is dangerous and lucky.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it would. I don't know what your off days would look like.
Number three.
This is dark. much darker.
So you're excited?
Yes.
Mm.
I mean, this is. Can we talk about what my judgment is on
the other ones? Were much lighter.
Yes, I want to hear the beer guy's judgment.
That was my favorite of the three.
Ooh.
So far. But two for sure has got to be the worst one. And if it's the expensive bottle, I'm going to lose my mind.
The expensive bottle is not always the best bottle. It's actually not. Like, never is.
It's not.
Never.
We've done a tasting where I had everybody come over, put their bottle in a brown paper bag at the start. And I think we put like a $50 and under. And then I put a $200 bottle in, and it came in dead last.
No way.
Yeah. That's how it is. I mean, some people that don't know, they just
try it.
Yeah, this is good. The best one by far.
Question. So you kind of brought up team dinners while we're doing this. So obviously, if you're the one ordering the wine, you're probably the one that's the etiquette is you're buying the dinner.
Sometimes. But
yeah.
The crew I had this year...
Agreed on it, kind
of? Yeah, they always gave me the wine list and said, pick something that we like. And there was a couple guys that liked Pinot, and then there was a couple guys that liked Cab, so I had to try to find a happy medium. So it took.
And then when you guys do your rookie party, are you the one that does the order for it? Or is that kind of, I mean, I guess that's kind of, everyone kind of orders their own, like, I guess.
This year we did it at a steakhouse, and I mean, there was maybe five or six guys that were drinking wine, so we just kind of all picked a bottle, drank it. We didn't have like a pre.
But you've had parties in the past where.
Yeah, but.
In Montreal,
but I would say Brian Dumoulin, he has by far the best wine knowledge I've ever come across.
Interesting.
It's incredible how tell you the notes and this and that and the regions and things like that. So
it you was met a, your match in Pittsburgh.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm not anywhere close. Like I said, I know what I like, I know what I don't like, and I always want to learn more about it.
Taste that one. It smells like smoky.
Yeah,
that one definitely smells smoky.
Do you want to write down your in order? I mean, we could probably just tell you right now, but we'll wait because we've done a lot of this wine talk. So write down your favorites. I'm shocked we got Ty to sip some wine because he's had the scaries all week because he had a fun weekend last weekend.
Yes, Tyler, you had a very exciting weekend on the other coast.
Well, I mean, it kind of happened real quick and I kind of forced myself. We're on a group chat with the Quicks, and Jackie is the biggest Knicks fan.
And I can't tell by her Instagram.
Yeah, she's been like hitting me up. She's like, it was like round one or maybe against the Celtics. And she's like, come to game four or whatever. And I was like, definitely not. And it ended up happening where it was like, what was that, Wednesday night?
It was the night before Ty was leaving. And she was like, let's try and get tickets.
And she was like, you got to come. And I was like, I mean, if you can get the tickets, I'll actually come. We looked at flights and I went solo.
Because there were only, you could only get, like, the Rangers can only really ask for a plus one, right? So, yeah. Like, obviously, Quickie's going with Jackie. And then they're like, oh, but Ty, you can be Matt Rempe's date.
Because Remps lived with them for the last season there, so.
Yeah, Rempe is the Quick's child, a la our children, Wilmack. So it's funny because Ty posted that photo. Actually, Ty flew there not knowing he even had a ticket yet.
Just
luckily
hopeful.
It worked out.
And then it ended up working out. And it was a good time. I got back Sunday, but I was planning on taking the week off, which normally I'm super clean. And, I mean, Jeff, you know how it is. You're clean all week, eating healthy. You know, at the beginning of the summer, you're, like, trying to lose the weight from after the season and during the season. And so I was going to take the week off, but obviously I had to make the exception for the never offside screw.
Ty posted that photo with Quickie and Rempe, and, wow, the fans did not like that.
Yeah, I would assume you're hanging out with a bunch of Rangers being a devil, you know.
Devils and Kings probably a little bit, right? Because there's... Right? Like Rangers?
I mean, it was really cool. That was the first time, obviously, going there and seeing a basketball game. And then, I mean, normally we're playing. I don't think I ever was scratched for a game there. So just like the energy in the building was super cool. Very fascinating.
I don't even know. Jackie is going to kill me. But who are the Knicks even playing? I don't even know what is going on
Pacers.
In the playoffs.
They're the Pacers.
It's a hard ticket to get. That's why Ty flew across the country for it, literally.
The Indiana Pacers, yeah. Right?
Correct.
Okay.
Speaking of sports, speaking of pranks, I have a prank for both of you.
Oh, are you ready for this?
Jeff, you're a baseball guy, so we love pranks, right?
Yep.
Okay. Both of you pull up your phones, tee up a text to Cole Caulfield, and text him, "Hey, buddy, I have a quick question. Can you FaceTime me real quick?" And I want both of you to send it at the same time and see who he FaceTimes first.
I mean, I'm not going to answer him if he calls me. I'll be completely honest.
You have to.
I'm just going to ice him.
About?
You
know? So Julie and I were talking about how one of the funniest persons you guys have played with in common, obviously, is Cole. So
ready? 3, 2, 1. Send.
Go.
Oh, this is fun. Okay.
I just love stuff like this because, I mean, let's see. Like,
oh my gosh. Where is
Cole? But if he calls one of you, tell him right away he's on a podcast. We don't want some sort of, like, you know, weird chirp that he might say right away.
I also, knowing Cole too, he might not, you know, even text me back.
I feel like he's gonna be like, "What's going on, Tyler and Jeff?"
5:27 p.m. our time. Let's see how many minutes till one of us get.
I mean, like Tyler said, it could go 2 weeks or it could be 30 seconds.
Well, guess what? In 2 weeks on this podcast, we can report back.
Perfect timing. We'll be coming back for a midsummer episode.
We pulled the last few weeks. As we're waiting for this, I was really hoping it would be like a 10-second thing and he'd somehow call both of you right away. I don't know. So we pulled a couple fan questions, or actually a lot of fan questions. We got a lot for you guys.
A lot.
Julie.
Well, there's one fan.
Shout out to Kristen from Purdue. She wrote us a novel. Like, literally. But they were so funny and so thoughtful. So, I mean, just like some questions that you guys probably have never heard, which is unheard
of. Something I've never heard or even would think of. Like, okay, do you skate in your dreams? And do you ever play hockey in your dreams?
I have. Especially if like it's like a playoff game or something, or like an important game. And it's not because I want to. It's more like anxiety.
And my anxiety.
I think I've had like dreams where I'm playing or sitting on the bench and something happens and the puck is coming straight for my face and then I pop up. Like, I've had it happen to me with hockey pucks coming at my face and baseballs.
That's wild. So. Craziest road trip or travel story? I'll start with you, Jeff.
Do you have so many?
Oh, it was last year. It was by far the craziest one. We were flying. We had a back-to-back. We were flying from Detroit to Toronto, and it was really windy. So we had plane troubles. We turned around.
Drink number three. Sorry.
We landed. They sent us home. Like, we'll fly out in the morning. The part wasn't going to get there in time the next day, so we were just sitting at our hangar waiting for another plane to come in. We were supposed to play in Toronto at 7. I think we took off from Detroit at 5
p.m.
5 p.m.
the day of the game. So they, but you guys had come home the night before. Like, all of the wives and girlfriends are kind of, like, freaked out because we're not expecting them to come back into the house, you know, in the middle of the night. And then they're like, yeah, we're leaving again tomorrow at 2. So then that happens. They don't leave till 5. Their game's at 7.
Yeah, so we get in there. We basically roll into the rink at 6:30, and they push the game back to 7:30 for us.
It's like you're back in the American League.
Yes. Vancouver was already there. So, like, their trainers, Toronto trainers, are unloading the truck, getting our equipment in. We go out and we play.
That part was kind of cool, though, to see, like, they actually had video footage of, like, all the trainers working together to, like, get their stuff ready for them to be on the ice in 45 minutes.
Yeah. Wow. And then we were supposed to fly from Toronto after the game to Florida, wake up in Florida, you know, nice sunny weather, day off. The pilots of the plane that we got had their limit on hours. So then we had to stay, flew to Florida, had the day off. Guys had to cancel their tee times and things like that.
Oh, you know. Man.
So then we play Florida. We fly to Carolina. And we're flying, play that game. We're flying home.
This part,
and
it, like, makes my heart hurt again.
I'm eating on the plane, and all of a sudden my throat gets really scratchy. And
Jeff has a deadly reaction to nuts. He has a nut allergy that he sometimes tells people. I mean, everybody around the team knows.
Everybody knows, and so it starts getting scratchy. So I go up to the trainer, and he's like, "Well, what'd you eat?" And I said, "I just had this. Like, I had the soup." And he's like, "That's weird." So I go back. Doesn't get any better. I give myself my EpiPen. Go back up there. Tell the trainer. Wasn't getting better still. And we're mid-flight.
Yeah, you're like above Kentucky.
So give myself another EpiPen.
Like, where this is going.
They decide, okay, we're going to emergency land. Emergency land.
No, back up. He gives himself a second EpiPen. And then it's not getting better. And they're on the phone with, like, the aviation doctors that have to, like, call a medical landing. And they're like, "We have one more dose of epinephrine on the flight. We can give it to you, and we can probably get back to Detroit. But then you run a risk of, like, a heart issue because you've been, you know, doped up with three doses of epinephrine." Yeah. So, of course, they're like, "We're going to land this plane in Cincinnati."
Yeah, Cincinnati Airport, but it was actually in Kentucky. Get off, get in the ambulance, go to the hospital, spend the night in the hospital, wake up the next morning. The first flight out the next morning's completely full to Detroit. The next one's not till, like, noon.
And were you, like, mortified, or was everyone, like terrified? You know what I mean? Like, which one?
Well, the plane went off. So, like, the guys landed. I woke up to a phone call because his phone number is on, like, the breakthrough, the do not disturb thing. So I wake up to a phone call from Jeff at 2 in the morning, and it immediately, like, I get that panic that we all don't want to feel when they're traveling back. And it's their trainer. And he's like, "Julie, Jeff is fine, but he is in an ambulance right now." And I was just like, lost it, whatever. Dylan, the captain, is texting me play-by-play. He's like, "He's stable, this, that." Then I finally talk to you once you're at the hospital and stable. And then I'm like, "Well, how are you going to get back?" Because the team had, like, finally taken off again. They probably didn't land here till 4.
Yeah, because it was another snowstorm, so they had to get de-iced again after they landed. And
and Jeff being Jeff is, like, feeling bad that he had to make them, like,
That's kind of why I asked that, because I was like, I feel like, Jeff, you probably, even though you were, like, struggling, you probably felt bad, right?
Yeah, really. Like, I didn't want to land, but I also
needed to.
Thought that it was probably smart that I did, so.
Yeah, anyways.
Anyway, the next day.
He had to, moral of the story, he rented a car and drove himself back to Detroit at 6 in the morning after he was cleared.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is insane.
And that was all on one road trip. It was...
Tyler, you got anything to follow that one up with?
I mean, to follow that up. Jeff almost dying.
Yeah.
I think just, like, a funny one for me is when I was on the Kings, we would always have, like, really good father's trips. And we had father's trip in Florida. So it was like Tampa, then Fort Lauderdale, and all the, you know, it's dinners every night. It was like, it ended up being like three or four nights. And we had like the big dinner the one night, and all the dads ended up going out after. And I just know they all signed up for like a big fishing tour the next day. And from what I understand, like my dad loves coming to like the pregame skates and stuff. So he was like, he wasn't going, he was coming to the skate. And so he's on the bus and he's like, Ty, you'll never believe this. Of like the 20 guys that, of dads and brothers that signed up, four of them showed up. And like the guys in the guys that ended up going on were like puking the whole time. Cause it was like one of those deep sea fishing ones. So it's not fun, especially when you're hungover. And that's just one of the father's trips that was always like, it's like in my brain of just like a good memory.
That's so cute. It's just like them being kids again too.
And getting to go out.
Yeah. I know. I love that. I always love hearing like the parents' trips, the dad's trips, like their new besties that they've like got close with. And then they see each other, you know, a few games down the road. It's really cute. Tyler, I feel like you are more into this world of like the chirping on the ice. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just feel like Jeff is quiet and subdued and like just says hi to the guys he knows on the ice. But what is the most unhinged chirp you have ever given or received, or just something funny on the ice?
I mean, I'm relatively reserved too. I try not to say very much. I think I can't remember who it was. I called someone old one time and I was like, you know, my first or second year in the league. And I got to the bench and Jeff Carter, you know, heard it. And he said to me, he goes, you know what? You're going to be old one day too. I don't think you should use that one again. I was like,
well, the jokes caught up.
Now what's happening?
That's so pure though. You're old.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just like, it was something so stupid, but the funniest chirp I've ever heard was, we were in Ottawa and guys were taking warmups and guys skate around with no helmets on. And it's just, like, in my opinion, like the best thing in the NHL, you know, like that was like growing up. It was like, if you could go no helmet in warmups in the NHL, like you're the coolest guy. And Kyle Clifford was skating around with no helmet on. And Bobby Ryan skated by him and said, and I don't know if they knew each other or not, but he goes, Cliffy, we're trying to get fans here, not scare them away. Put your helmet on. And I heard it. And I honestly, I thought it was the funniest thing. And I mean, it was just, oh man, it was real. That was comedy. That was the best one I for sure heard.
Love to hear what he said back to him.
I don't think he said. I think he laughed because it was so funny. Like,
I just feel like the guys who give the chirps, like they're so clever and like quick witted. It has me howling every time you have a story about someone.
Yeah, I can't think of any that come to my mind, but
oh wait, guys.
I got the face.
Oh.
Gotta answer. Gotcha.
Oh God, you're on a podcast. I'll talk to you later.
No, turn it.
No, I can't. No. I'll talk to you later.
Cool.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay.
I can't. He's not available.
He's
to talk.
He's at a private dinner.
Say hi to Jeff.
Like, here we are.
Okay. Well, you guys
You'll keep it on.
What? Why are you guys scared to answer?
Well, you're on our podcast real quick. Hi.
She's.
Hello.
We wanted to see who you loved better.
Yeah. There's I'm in second place. That's all right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You're good. Enjoy your night. Oh, no.
He goes, oh, no.
I'm like sweating now.
Yeah,
I know. I'm a little warm too. I think it's the wine though. That's so funny because he's like feels bad that he didn't call you.
Yeah.
That's funny. No, oh, sweet Cole.
I mean,
sweet Cole.
He's actually I
was just talking to him 2 days ago. So.
Yeah.
And who do you think? Okay, so back to our chirping. Cole, we'll talk about later. We've got another Cole topic.
Yeah,
later.
We do. Yeah.
Who is like one of the best chirpers or the best chirper in the league? I feel silly saying chirper. I don't know.
I know. We need to think of like, I don't even know.
Trash talker.
I wouldn't say he's the best, but he never shuts up is Doughty. I mean, I feel like everyone knows that.
And then he follows it with that crazy laugh.
Yeah, and he just laughs at you. And it's like,
you've never had something, somebody...
Oh, I've had people, but I just... It doesn't bother me, so I just... It doesn't, like, register and stick with me.
Oh, here's a question for both of you. And then, Julie, I want your response, too, and I'll tell my response. Jeff, who would play you in a movie? Have you ever thought about this?
No.
Oh.
And I'm so bad with actors.
Yeah, that one guy.
Oh, that guy.
I'm giving you, like, real big credit here, but Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, is that the guy you always want me to get my hair cut?
Yeah, I always send Chris Hemsworth pictures with them to the barber. On the head. Do this.
Doesn't work.
Oh, my God, you send the, like yeah. inspo photo?
Yeah, it's just, like, a nice haircut, and, you know.
I love that. I can see it. He doesn't have to change his accent, but.
Tyler?
I think Kat was with me, but... an older lady came up to me when we were out, and she said that I look exactly like Patrick Swayze.
And it was like an obsessive.
And like she walked by like, and then came moment. Back and then like walked by again, and I was like, look, this is weird. Like you gotta.
So I'm gonna trying go to see it.
Where was that?
Because I remember that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was when he was still in the Kings, but she was like. Very hyper fixated on him actually being Patrick Swayze, so it was a little.
I really love that for you. What's Dirty Dancing?
Dirty Dancing.
Okay, and who I think could. Okay, so personality completely aside, accent aside, whole vibe aside, I get a lot of friends in the music industry saying that Tyler looks like Morgan Wallen with his hat on. So
I could see that.
Yeah, totally. Again, nothing like each other, but. I just, when Ty has his little hat on and they have the same exact outfit on, it's very weird, actually. If you,
I
like,
could see that.
Yeah.
There is an old picture of Jeff with, we're going musician route. Yeah. Justin Timberlake and Jeff at one point had I will pull it up and I will find it, but it was uncanny with the shaved head and a little bit of the beard. It was quite impressive. JT and JP, I mean.
These are good ones, guys. Like, we could have.
Who would play us?
Oh, God. Who would play us?
Terrible with actors.
Yeah, okay, never mind. Next question.
I've never even asked you that before.
What is the most random thing y'all have ever autographed?
It sounded like a baby's arm. I thought that was kind of weird.
It's kind of weird.
That is weird. Like, also that ink going into the skin. Like, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
I mean, I was uncomfortable doing it.
Have you signed someone's boob?
No.
Oh,
no! Thank God.
No.
Signed a boot.
A boot?
Somebody pulled off their boot.
That's kind of a good one, though. That's like a good.
That was an Edmonton.
Yeah,
that
was
sure.
Just really random. He had like standing nothing there, else and then to... just rips off his boot and had like three or four of
was
us.
Was that in Edmonton?
Yeah.
Yeah, that tracks.
Had to have been.
Jeff, in reflecting about just you guys together in Montreal and all that. You probably haven't been asked about this in a while, and I kind of needed a refresher, and some fans asked this. For you to explain exactly what happened that gave you the red demon eyes.
I was trying to find your shirt with the two red eyes, but I think they're all in the storage.
Yeah, that's
room.
All in storage. It was game three against Winnipeg, second round.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was going down the glass, and... I think it was Stasny was coming to, like, hit me, and I put my hand on the glass and to, like, push off, and I put my hand right into the camera hole, and the momentum just snapped my finger.
Oh.
So finished the period, got an x-ray, and they're like, yeah, you need to get this, look like, fixed or looked at, and I knew if I got the surgery... My playoffs were done. We ended up winning game three, so we were in a pretty good position to go to the conference final. So, you know, go to the doctor the next day. I said, what if I try to play with this, is it going to get worse? He said, at the end, you'll just have to have surgery. And I was like, so I can do the surgery today, or I can try and have the surgery later. And he's like, yeah. He's like, I wouldn't play the rest of this series. Let's splint it, put it in the cast for a week until... the next series starts. So he basically just held it to where it lined back up. They started to put the cast things on, but it was so painful when they were just holding it in place that I passed out. And
like, he held his breath as they were doing it so hard that he, like...
No, and then when I was, I guess when I was...
I don't know the story. Okay.
When I was passed out, I kept trying to sit up. And they were, like, kind of holding me down. And just, like, the pressure of me trying to move popped all the blood vessels in my eyes.
Face. It wasn't...
Face, yeah.
People didn't see him for a couple days, but his whole face was, like, broken splotches, like, purple splotches. So he tells me that all this happens, and I come home to him laying in our bed, not knowing, like, what has happened. And I walked in, and I was like, what just happened to you? And then so I had the boys, and I had to, like, prep them. So I'm like, okay, Dad looks like... kind of like a superhero.
I remember the superhero.
Yeah, I was like, so something happened in his game and he just got all this stuff and now he looks like a really, like, and he's going to be ready for the next round, but he's like got superpowers. So we
which
just,
was
like,
which was the crazy thing was, like, they I was skating, I took a couple of days off, but then I started skating while the team was, like, not with the team, but we started the series like a week after that, and the media had no shots or anything up until I took the ice for warm-ups.
In game two.
Yeah.
And you just had laser beams and just, coming out of your
and eye. It was, like, starting to go away by then. It was, like...
His face looked better, but your eyes were pretty, like, bloody.
Yeah.
Like, come on, we could pull up the pictures. But
what was
the... The internet broke that night. Like, yeah. I was... We were watching from home, and I remember, like, putting out... like a memo or like something like he's okay.
Well, I remember these guys coming off the ice after winning game four, and I showed up right at game time, and they were like, what the hell just happened? Like,
yeah.
What was your reaction?
I mean, I thought it was nasty. So I was scared, but I was like, are you okay? As everybody probably was, because everyone we didn't know. Like, we didn't even...
Like, you broke your finger.
Exactly. We didn't know what happened. And I don't think, like, anybody was really told, you know? So...
No, and all the reports were, like, he, like, put his finger went in the camera well, and, like, no... There was, like, no explanation for your eyes. Right. So that, like...
And Jeff being Jeff, he just doesn't really talk or tell anybody what's going on. So he's like, I'm fine. I look like a psycho, but I'm fine.
I mean, it added to the whole thing. I feel like that whole run was so crazy that wasn't even the weirdest thing. You know what I mean?
Like, honestly, like the memes that we saved were, like, I feel like I have a whole album to it. But like you said, it was like the rest of the cup run and everything. It, like, it was all part of this crazy story.
Yeah, it added to, like, there was you with your laser beam eyes. There was Galley with, like, the crazy, like...
Yeah, he got the cut on his forehead or whatever it was. Yeah. And then Perry had
blood coming out of somewhere.
Yeah, that was wild.
Somebody, like, painted a picture of the three of them. Yeah. It's in our basement of, like, and it's just kind of, like, their heads. And, like, Jeff's got red eyes. Perry's got blood coming. Galley's got a gap. It's artistic, but it's like, what was this time?
And,
like,
we all didn't really know each other yet, so.
Like, shortly after, you guys were, opponents. Was that weird?
I mean, like, we kind of talked about with, like, the chirping, like, I think, like, the first time we played against each other, it was like, hey, and then, like, we went on with the game. It was like,
yeah.
We have a couple questions that were asked of you guys to ask us, so. I'm going to shift over.
Yeah, this is kind of like a how well do we know your situation. Tee it off, Ty.
Who did we score our first goals against? There's probably zero. I mean, I played.
Like teams. We're not like doing goalie. Yeah. Okay, yeah, duh. Okay. teams, Jeff's. Is this the AHL or the NHL?
NHL.
I think the Dallas Stars was Jeff's.
Correct.
Yeah, it's correct. I'm right.
Okay.
It's easy to remember because I'm from Texas, so.
Well, you also were together at the time, so.
Yeah, I should remember this. I should know this. There's probably a plaque somewhere down in our basement.
There's definitely a plaque.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm going to guess. because there's just always, you always have like a thing with them, is the Canucks?
No. It was the Arizona Coyotes.
I was going to say Arizona out loud, but I didn't.
Mike Smith.
Wow.
Next question. Who was our hockey idol growing up? This is my question to you.
Nick Lidstrom.
That was quick.
Easy. He was a defenseman for the Detroit Red Wings Cap. Number 5. I only know that because I was number 5 in field hockey, so I thought that was serendipitous, you know.
That is nice, and I love that you knew that right away. Can you give me a hint?
Played for the Leafs growing up.
Oh, God.
I couldn't even tell you a Leafs player growing up.
I mean, I never really had one, so... I'll just say it because it's not fair. It would be Matt Sundin
Never guessed it. Kat, yeah. We were both out of this, out of that.
Does that also mean you grew up a Leafs fan? Because we had a lot of people ask that.
I mean, I definitely grew up a Leafs fan.
I thought we saw a little baby picture of him in Montreal stuff. Was that not Tyler?
I played minor hockey for the junior Canadians, so that was the baby stuff. But, I mean, my dad was a huge Leafs fan growing up, like that.
Got it.
So.
Which teammate would be the best babysitter or dog sitter?
Mario Ferraro, because he's a big dog guy, and I feel like he would just, like, play with Stella nonstop because he's got a ton of energy, so.
Yeah, I agree with that.
What about you, Jules?
Babysitter from our current team? I honestly would put Dylan Larkin now. They just had a baby girl. They just announced that. And I've seen him change a diaper. And I know how fun he is with the older boy. So he's got, like, the whole thing. So I think I'm going to go with Dylan's the front runner because I know he can change a diaper. Diaper changing is a key element. And if they can't do it, then...
I don't even think Tyler could do that, so...
They out. So, anyways, that's funny. I know there'll be a lot of upset, not picked guys, but sorry. You got to show me a change diaper.
We have a bonus question, Ty, for you to ask.
Which is more, Jeff's career assists or Tyler's career goals?
Ooh, that's a really hard one, actually.
I'm going to say Tyler's goals.
Jeff's career assists, your career goals? What's your answer?
I would think that would be Jeff's assists.
I would think that, too.
Whoa!
Oh my God!
Whoa! Tyler has 290 career goals and Jeff has 289 career assists. Wow.
Live from the NHL HQ. We just got that.
Wow. Mind blowing. Oh my God. Well, that's that. That takes us to the next segment.
By one.
Wow. Incredible.
That's wild, actually. I'm very cool. Wow. Shout out Maddie for that stat.
That's a great fun fact. Yeah. I guess we'll be on goals and assists watch leading into the next season and keep our tallies.
Literally, every time one happens, we'll just have to be like,
there we go.
We can have like a little tracker.
Ding. Ding.
That's funny. Oh, my God. All right. So I love to ask this question at team parties. There's two different games I love to ask at a team party, but this is the first one. Would you rather? And then put two like very funny instances. So we kind of tied it back to hockey a little bit. So Julie, you want to tee up the first one?
Would you rather be locked in a room for 24 hours with the Montreal victory song, Ale, 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 playing for 24 hours nonstop, or be with Cole for 24 hours nonstop with him talking?
I mean, I love Cole. I got to go with Cole.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Cole.
No, that's sweet.
Oh, good. I'm glad. That was a happy answer.
That was a pretty easy one.
That was? Okay, well.
I don't know.
Just because I haven't even really hung out with Cole. So it's like, you know.
Okay, you'd love to spend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you rather be caught on camera eating a hot dog or fall on the ice during something like a pup runs?
Yeah, like when you bring your dogs out. Like, we've never done it with our teams, but you bring their dogs to the ice or something.
Like when the dogs race.
Or like if we did a team picture, you know. Yeah. I'd eat the hot dog. I'd figure it out. I'd figure it out.
The hot dog is my worst nightmare, especially like coming from like baseball, because like, you know, if
those
you're
are always on the Jumbotron.
Oh,
I like them now during games when they do it like
the reverse.
Oh
my god. It's my worst nightmare, because if you're in the good seats at a baseball game, you are on camera, and it's really, really like, I like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like my, I think in terms of thinking of like you guys chirping us and them or whatever, I think I would take the fall and just be like, I'm not used to ice. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
I think,
man.
I think the hot dog's my worst nightmare. That would be like so terrifying.
That's funny.
Okay, last one. Would you rather have your draft day photo as your forever player headshot, or have to do an interview between every period of every game for an entire season?
I think my photo is kind of jokes. I have like a shaved head and stuff. Like,
my combine photo is something special.
Which, Tyler, have you seen it?
Is that the blonde hair one?
Yeah.
Let me show him real quick. I would love his reaction. Let's see it. But you guys, show Jeff the curtain, because the curtain's like diabolical too. So,
I've seen that.
So Tyler's draft photo.
Oh, God, Jeff.
Yeah, we had, we bleached our hair for
that photo.
The playoffs in junior. And then.
That's joke.
I would pay money to have that photo wiped from the internet.
Who is that? Who is he?
It is bad, you guys. I know is that he ages like fine wine. So
yeah, this is it's a good outcome, Jeff. So like, we're happy that this wasn't like a reverse thing. But what was your answer? I didn't hear you. Sorry.
I'm taking the photo.
Oh, okay.
I'm not doing an interview for
yeah, that's a lot of interviews.
Oh my gosh.
Julie would just sink in her seat after.
It's bad. I just can't even believe they just do you dirty every year. They bring it up. They played at the beginning of the year. I'm like, can we not? We could find like his Edmonton rookie picture and put that there. It's not that much better, to be quite honest. But
that's a wild haircut, just regardless, Jeff.
Is
like,
it
it's
even
just
a
like,
haircut?
Yeah, I don't know what.
Is it a haircut, Kat? Like, it's questionable. What is that?
It's a mop of sorts. I don't even. It kind of, you look like a Scooby-Doo character.
I have to. I'll pull up the photo of we won the championship that year. I'll pull up the photo of my hair before that.
Was it permed?
No, it was really long, like covered name bar long.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bonus question.
Oh yeah. Well, I was. Yeah. Well, bonus question for both of you.
Would you rather be a guest on the podcast each week or listen to the Montreal song for 24 hours?
I love the boys that run the account in the podcast, but I think I'm going with the 24 hours.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let's sign off. We're going to play our last one.
I would join you, and I would just like, I don't know. I love that song. I thought it.
Me
maybe
too. I love it every time. We still play it. The boys still play it in the basement when they're playing hockey, and they score goals. So.
Yeah. I love
anyways.
It. Okay. Well, last question on that, Jeff, have they ever done one of those like NHL, you know, sometimes they do like the through the years, like slideshow on their account of like you from the beginning to like now?
No, they haven't. I haven't seen one.
Oh, he's not cool enough, but the evolution would be amazing.
Yeah. I feel like that would be good. And, NHL.
Social is on it. Oh,
don't do
God.
Ty though. Cause Ty,
they did it.
Oh, Ty's had one. I didn't know that.
I don't know if they've done it, but they've done like my draft photo to now. So like the two.
Oh boy.
They've got
phases.
They did one of those ones where it was like you on every team and it was like a lengthy post, but, yeah. That's
I'll
funny.
Put one together for you.
Would love a Jeff Petrie one, NHL.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. To wrap things up, this is another great game that we love to play at a team party just to get to know, especially when you're trying to get to know people. Two truths and a lie. So we're both going to say ours, you both going to say ours, and then we'll guess each other's. Not all guess each other's. So you guys can go first and we'll guess which one's your lie. This was the hardest game for the Petries to figure out ever because they know.
Not good at this. Actually, Jeff was really good at coming up with his. I do not know really how to play this game, but
because you don't lie, so like you were really, you were really hung up on like lying to us, which is adorable. But
all right,
don't read them, just say them.
I turned down a baseball scholarship to Vanderbilt. We named our son after a complete stranger. I graduated from Michigan State with a criminal justice degree.
I want to say that you're lying about what your degree was.
Kat?
Okay, I'm only going with the first one because it's obvious in my opinion because you're a son of a baseball player. So I'm going to go with the Vanderbilt one. And maybe you got an offer somewhere else.
That is the lie.
Yay! He did not receive a baseball scholarship. But we did name our son after a complete stranger from our honeymoon.
I figured that that was the truth because it's like it was like so out there that I don't think
so out there. Like, how do you come up with that?
Who's the stranger?
We met this guy actually from LA.
Yeah, you might know him. Yeah, his name is Barrett Hawkins. And we're a bunch of weirdos.
We met him from Anguilla on our honeymoon, and he gave us his business card, and we're like.
Okay, but a little bit of backstory. Like, this guy was funny as hell. He was, like, he was with his family, but then he would, like, magically reappear, like, at night, like, late at night. And we're like, I thought you, like, were in for the night. And he's like, I snuck out the window. Like, he was just this funny guy, like, just free living spirit, you know. And then he gave us his card, and I read it. And I was like, Barrett Hawkins, that is, like, the coolest name I've ever heard. If we have a son one day, like, we got to name him this. And... our second born is named Barrett Hawkins Petrie. So
when are you going to tell him?
Tell Bear that he's named or message this guy on LinkedIn. Yeah.
I think tell Barrett that he was a honeymoon.
Yeah, it's funny we didn't name our first kid. It was, you know, the afterthought, yeah. The second one. But
that's really funny.
And he did major. He graduated from Michigan State a few years late.
Oh, yeah.
But with your criminal justice degree.
Very cool. Wow.
Okay. We bought Celine Dion's manager's house in Montreal. I have had dinner with a former president of the United States. And I actually grew up figure skating in Texas.
I believe the second one.
I kind of believe them all.
What if she just misunderstood the assignment and she just
It could be actually they're all true.
You're like, the lie is that I can't lie.
I want to say you're lying about the figure skating.
I agree. Figure skating, you're lying.
I did not figure skate. I don't know. That was stupid, but
okay. No, those are really good. And I mean, I believe the Celine Dion one's very cool.
I think you told us that story, so that's why.
It stuck with you.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the thought of her like being in my house at one point was like pretty cool.
That is cool. I mean, and who's the president?
George Bush. Actually, both of them.
I mean, you can't be from Texas and make that lie up.
True.
Yeah, I mean, that's funny. That's very cool.
All right, you want me to go with mine?
Yeah.
I wanted to name Stella after the beer. My favorite fast food burger is In-N-Out. And my favorite TV show is Top Chef.
I'm going to say In-N-Out is not your favorite burger.
I'm going to say Top Chef.
In-N-Out is not my favorite burger, Shake Shack. And I know it's a little controversial, Shake Shack maybe not being fast food with the drive-thru, but I went with it.
In-N-Out's my favorite, obviously. I'm from California. But, I mean, how Ty just gave you a layup with the Stella thing.
Yeah, thank you for the first one. I knew that one. But
now she's speaking. She heard her name.
She is speaking. So she literally just started speaking for the first time. That's really funny because Ty actually came on this podcast and we explained that he named her after his. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Wow. She heard herself. That's adorable. Yeah. Okay, I'll be quick. My maiden last name, Bélanger, is on the Eiffel Tower. I sang a national anthem at a Dodgers versus Giants game. Oh. And my favorite celebrity to work with when I worked for the Dodgers was Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I'm going to say the Eiffel Tower. Somebody canceled on you and you had to go go out there and sing the
No, wait, anthem. What? You're saying that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying she probably did sing the anthem. Somebody didn't show up and she had to go and fill in.
Oh my gosh, I'm so stressed. I'm going to say you didn't sing, even though I think you're right.
Well, first of all, Jeff, very smart, because I booked like thousands of national anthems for the...
You had to sing it?
I sang in high school at a Dodgers versus Giants game at Giants. And Scolo then I went on to...
With a...
It was with a couple girls.
Okay.
And I went on to book a billion anthems for the Dodgers. But my lie is that Dwayne The Rock Johnson was my favorite celebrity to work with at the Dodgers because he is my favorite celebrity and I never got to work with him. He's the only one.
Oh, well, that was a trick question.
That was a trick one.
Yeah,
honestly, I didn't even clue in.
Yeah,
I always say I know so many people in common with him. I worked with everyone. He is my favorite. I just love him. And I never got the pleasure of the
well,
pearly
Dwayne,
white.
If you're listening, let's get you on pod.
I mean, that you know what? That is my dream guest. Remember, we got asked that a million times. Yeah. Dwayne The Rock is my dream.
Wow, that was tricky, Kat. Now that I know if we can, like, just tweak a couple words in this game, whole new ball game.
Well, I play it a lot. You don't like the game, but...
I was so stressed. Like, you were stressed about everything. I was stressed about this and opening these wine bottles. So, glad that's over with.
Any broken corks?
No. Thank you very much.
That's funny. I actually broke one. Well, final question before we reveal the wine. Jeff and Ty, both of your, what were both of your initial reactions to us saying that we were doing this podcast? Not this one, like in general.
We were going to be podcast hosts.
Yeah. Jeff, what was yours?
great. Just about that. That's how excited he was, guys.
Yeah. I mean, I was just like,
what?
Something else. Like, not enough on her plate already, but yeah, with the boys and the line change.
Okay, a little bit more positivity.
But it's natural. It's
all
natural
this thing. But I know, I mean, she could talk for hours, so I didn't think it was going to be an issue, like, coming up or doing well with it. It was just like, you're throwing another thing on top of the lists and the mountain of things that you're already doing. So,
well, if anyone can, you know,
ride the wave, man.
I was the complete opposite. I'm like, oh, finally, Kat's gonna. No, I mean, I think she was speaking about, you know, doing something along, not maybe not along these lines, but I knew at some point something like this was gonna happen. So, obviously very fortunate, and then obviously you guys are killing it. So,
well, and then when I told you Julie was gonna do it with me, you were like,
I mean, I was like, it's literally gonna be perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
All right, thanks, guys. Let's reveal the wines. Ready? Last thing. All right, so Jeff, order of your favorite wines.
Three was the best. One, four, and two.
That was 3, 4, 1, 2.
Okay, pick them up. We're just going to just show you guys. That's one. Okay, wait. Show me.
I think the number three is a...
Yeah, do you know where they're from, Jeff?
No.
Yeah, where is number three from, Jeff?
I think...
Wine knowledge.
California Cab 21 to 23.
Oh, he's giving you a year.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's giving California Cab 2022. What? That is wild. It's a Frank family cab from Napa 2022, and it was the nicest one we had.
Wow, Jeff. I'm so proud of him, guys.
Number two is a Trader Joe's organic reserve.
We don't like the organic stuff.
I think it was $4.99.
Yeah.
But TJ's, don't knock TJ's California wines, you know, TJ's. We didn't go with any of the, like, expensive TJ's ones, though. We probably should have. And then number one was an Italian DOC. And that was, I don't know what year, but oh, 2020. And then the last one is a Trader Joe's Staples. Number four is the Coastal.
How much is that one?
I think this one was like $5.99. Oh. I went with $1 more for Yeah.
It was so, probably right. for the label, the pretty label. Anyways, well done.
Well done, guys. Yeah, that was crazy.
Good job. The Frank one. So thanks for joining us, guys. This was so fun. I hope you didn't feel too out of your shell.
Hope you got enough words from me.
Well, we actually need a couple more words from you to sign us off.
Yeah, one last thing you have to say our sign off.
Thanks for listening to Never Offside.
With Julie and Kat.
Don't forget to subscribe for free on your favorite podcast platform.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Chaos on Never Offside.